broke up with her. It's 5 a.m. Nick, where the sugar is sweet and everything is nice. Welcome to the workout.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's Saturday. Welcome to the workout. I am 5 a.m. Nick. I am so happy to be here, y'all. I had a long week, and today we buried my aunt. So I had a long, long week, but it was great to see family. I am so happy to be here. And a little bit more about myself. I think we're going to learn every week. One thing is I'm 5'2". So I'm a little shorty. That's cool. It's cool. In high school, I played JV basketball. I do love Allen Iverson. He is like my favorite basketball player in the whole wide world. And I'm from Northeast Baltimore. So it's cool. And I don't know how to twerk. That's a fact about me. I think I want to learn how to do that this year. If somebody can teach me, I would love it. But I'm going to learn how to twerk. And also, y'all know I work out. But let me kill this myth that a lot of people say about people to work out. They always say that you dating your trainer. Why is that? No, we're not in there dating our trainer. And something else that I learned this week from somebody, she told me she goes in the gym and she cock watch. That was something new for me. I never heard that before, but cock watching. Ladies, do y'all do that? That's kind of strange. But welcome to the workout. I want to get into my first game. So my first game, it's just me, y'all. So I'm going to play this or that. And I'm going to answer some questions. Okay. Job or car? So for me, I'm going to need my car, but also I'm going to need my job. But if I could pick one, it'll be my car, because I'm not going to say I really like my job. It is not all that, but, you know, I got to go with it. Meat or vegetables? I would choose vegetables, because y'all know I don't eat meat anymore. I eat seafood, but save or spend? I better be saving. At 40, we gotta save. TV or book? Book is so much better than TV. TV gives you a lot of thoughts. So I would say book. Winter or summer? Now, I'm a winter baby, but I love the summer. You can't get past the summer. Soup or sandwich? I would say soup. Card game or board games? I love a good card game. My favorite game in the whole wide world is spades. I learned to play spades in high school. That's crazy. In high school, we learned how to play spades. Every time we had like a substitute, we would be in there learning how to play spades. So spades is my favorite. Beer or wine? I don't like beer. I'm a wine girl, so wine. Dine in or delivery? I would say dine in, but with this virus going on, neither. Sweater or hoodie? I like sweaters, but I like hoodies too, but I would choose sweater. Kisses or hugs? Kisses. I would go with kisses. I love a good kiss. Friends or family? That's a tough one, but I would go with family. Because family is important, y'all. I hope y'all seeing y'all family. And just going to this funeral just made me realize that we got to hug our loved ones a little bit longer. You know why they're here. So if you haven't called someone or talked to someone in a while, I would say reach out to them. Give them a call. Let them know why they here. Yes. Okay. So I see y'all. Why not both? Okay. But you got to pick one. You can't have both. Thank you. You can't have both. What else? So I'm going to do this thing. It's called tagging, right? So when you work out, you know you have a hard time with working out, and sometimes you get out of breath and you wish you could stop, but you can't really stop. So you can tag someone in. So I'm going to do this thing called tagging, and I'm going to tell y'all a little story. And I hope it helps someone else in this situation, because I have been through a couple of things, but our life experiences can help someone else. So my story started, I was really young at the time, can't remember, but I was at a Jay-Z show and I met someone there, and the guy was like a really nice guy. So he asked for my number. I gave him my number and I didn't talk to him. He never called me for like 3 weeks. 3 weeks he just called me. He was like, I want to see you. So he came by my house, and I remember we was outside talking, and we hit it off really well. So time went on, and we got really close. However, I realized some things about this young man, and long story short, he was a scam artist. So I had spent so much money. I mean, it was situations where he was like, okay, let's go get this. He'll give me the money back if I use my credit card. And other times he didn't. So I came up short. So one time I rented this car for him, and then I didn't see him anymore. So the car is in my name, and he's like disappeared. Like, can't reach him. He's not where he usually be at. I didn't know where he was. So the car company called me and they said, well, look, you got to report the car stolen, miss. It's nothing that we can do, or we're going to keep charging you. So, or you're going to have to pay for this car. And the car was like worth $20,000. And I was so young at the time. So I was like, I didn't know what to do. So I reported the car stolen, but we finally found the car. It was damaged. I had to pay for damages, but I did not know that the car company reported it stolen on for their purposes, and it came back on me. So long story short, a couple months later, I got an fender bender and the police came, exchanged information. I got insurance. I don't have a problem with exchanging my information. But the officer said, you have a warrant for your arrest. So I'm young at the time, didn't know what to do. I called my parents and I was like, I couldn't have a warrant. Like, I never did anything. So found out I had a warrant because the car company reported it stolen on me. So I got charged with grand theft. And I end up having to go through court and a whole lot of disappointments. Like, I got turned down for jobs because I have like this felony on my record. And the guy was like gone. So I say all that to say, y'all, just be careful who you keep in your circle. Be mindful. You know, if you got a good heart, that's cool. But you got to think about yourself in certain circumstances, because being in jail is not my, it was not my best time, you know, to spend time in jail. And I was looking forward to a lot of things, like a new job. I was looking forward to, you know, finishing school. And this just put a damp on everything. So just be careful. Just be careful who you hang around, who you talk to. These dating sites are not good, ladies. Be careful. These men are crazy. But that's my story. So a little bit about myself. But I'm going to run into this sprint thing. So we all know when you work out, you got a sprint. You can increase your heart rate by doing a sprint, right? So we're going to go and see some questions. And y'all can call in. So call me. Call me, y'all. It's 410-874-0105. It's 410 574-0105. And I got a couple questions I can ask y'all, and we can get into it. But first question, is it a good idea to go through your significant other's phone? Now, a lot of people do it. I don't think it's a good idea because you're looking. But then again, what if you go in their phone and you find out that they doing something crazy? You got to be, I'm a go in the phone. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I feel like he doing something that's sneaky behind my back, I'm a check it out. But I don't think it's a good idea. We shouldn't do it, but I know a lot of times we do. So what y'all think? Somebody said catfishing, but yes. But it's not a good idea to go through phones. And what else? What about sharing responsibilities? So you're in a relationship, right? And y'all live together. And this day and time, most times the men do everything, right? But women need to chip in. So is it a 50-50 thing? Do you split bills 50-50? Or should a man do most of the big bills and the women do the smaller bills? I want to know how that works. Because for me, I feel like it should be 50-50. If we both bring in an income, we both could contribute to some things. But I feel like the men should do the harder things, like take out the trash, wash the car, more of the labor stuff. And I could take care of the cooking and the cleaning and the clothes. But some men don't let you touch their clothes. But we could do it. I think it's a 50-50 thing. So, Lenny said I shouldn't be in somebody's phone. I look like a snoop. Okay. And I'm going to just look like a snoop. Anyway, going on to the next thing. This social media thing, right? So how does that play in relationships? Because it's like social media, you got so much access to these women, beautiful women, women everywhere. And that puts a damper on relationships. So I want to know, how does that work out for you guys? You got your man, you and your man got social media. You posting maybe pictures that might be inappropriate, or half-dressed pictures or half-naked pictures. How do the men feel about that? Like, do women think about that? Is that okay for someone to see their wife half-naked? I don't know. Let me know. And then these men be in your DM. Married. Married. So I think social media doesn't play a part on marriage. And I think that couples got to be really strong, unless they have some kind of marriage where everything is open. That's something different. I don't condone it. I don't do it. But if y'all have an open marriage and y'all condone that type of situation, that's cool. But call me. The number again is 410-874-0105. And I got one more thing. So, y'all know I was a teen mom, right? I had my daughter when I was 14, and it was hard. And I could tell you, I was different having my first daughter than I am having my other two. Because being a parent when you're 14, that's a whole different level. I felt like I appreciate my daughter. She was like the best, because I'm trying to learn things and grow and work, and she just was just perfect. I swear, like, I never really had any problems with her in school. She was very smart. She always listened. Like, it was perfect. So I know people doubted me for having a child that young, but she turned out to be the best. So, and then when I was a parent, when she was 14, I was very strict. I was very strict because I thought that my daughter would turn around and do the same thing. So it wasn't like she was able to do a lot of things that the other kids did, because I was strict. I mean, I would go through her phone. I would be her diary. I would be, you can't go here, you can't do this. She couldn't do anything, and I felt bad for my baby. But with the last two, I don't know. I got tired. So, I mean, I do that kind of thing where I trust you. I trust you until something happens, and then your privileges are gone. You can't do that anymore. You can't go out and be free because you are not doing what you're supposed to do. And it's just changed over the years. So I don't see myself at 40 having any more. I may if I get married, but I think it changes with season because you get older. Parenting is hard. It's crazy. What'd you say, Lenny? You said that you have to carry the weight in a relationship for both parties. No. But, okay. So, before we go into a break, right, I want to talk about the coronavirus. And not a lot, because people have been talking about this for a minute, right? And it's more like the flu. Is this what I'm hearing? It's more like the flu. And if you have a healthy immune system, it won't be affecting you as much. But you got to practice washing your hands, not touching your face, which is supposed to do anyway. Not being in close contact with people, especially if they're coughing. I went out the other day and somebody came in there coughing. I felt like the whole restaurant stopped. That is crazy. So make sure you cover your mouth. And they say when you're sick, if you feel like you're sick and you have a fever, maybe go to, they say don't immediately go to the hospital. Maybe call your doctor and get some advice first, because it's spreading by people who are sick and then they're coming out and giving it to other people. But just be careful, y'all. It's just more like the flu. And you just gotta make sure that you're keeping your hands clean. That's the most important thing. We're going to be going into a break soon. And then after we come back from this break, right, we're going to play this new game. And it's more like story time. I don't know if y'all ever did that before, but it's more like story time. So basically, I'm going to start the story off. The person has to finish my story. And this can get PG or get X-rated real quick. So I'm going to start the story. They're going to finish it. And we're going to talk in the third person. So I'm going to give y'all a scenario. Say, I'm at the store. So I'm walking in the store. And it's just me in the store. And then I see this person. See, it depends who called in. It could be a man or a woman. So I don't know who's going to call in. But let's say if it's a man. And I see this man. And he's looking really nice. And I notice that he has a couple of things in his cart. And all of a sudden, I turn around and accidentally knock something down. He comes over to me. And I bend down to pick up the items, and I look up, he's right there, and he says, so I need him just to fill out the blanks, and we're gonna role play for a little bit. So it's a cute little game, but it can get PG-13 or it could get X-rated real quick. So the whole thing with the game, we can tap out at any time. So if it gets too heated, I could tap out or they could tap out. Normally, I'm not tapping out. Normally, people are tapping out. So we'll see how that go. But we're going to go into a break in a minute. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about one more thing. And then we're going to go into the game. So stay with me, y'all. It's the workout.
I just wanna spend a little talking about, baby. Yeah. Now it's time for you to show me what it's hitting for. Sip a little Jack, maybe blow a little dro. Love you from behind, but I hate to see you go. Oh. Come on, give me that green light. You can let your hair hang down, but only if it feels right. Oh, give me that green light. I need you to give me that green light. With your permission, I just wanna put a little smile. Show me what it's hitting for. Sip a little Jack, maybe blow a little dro. Love you from behind, but I hate to see you go. Oh, come on, give me that green light. You can let your hair hang down, but only if it feels right. Oh, give me that green light. I need you. Give me that green light, green light. Don't you say no. Baby, I can't stop, won't stop till you say so. Give me that green light, green light. Don't you say no. Baby, I can't stop, won't stop till you say so. And give me that green light.
Welcome back to the workout. Y'all going off on IG. I can't even believe y'all. But I forgot my quote. So, my quote for this week is do it now. Sometimes later becomes never. And that's so true. I know Coach stay in my tail. I swear to goodness, he's staying my tail about making sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I see you, Coach. Shout out to my family. I see y'all logged in. I'm so happy that I got to see y'all today. And thank you for your support. But the game we about to get into, don't judge me, y'all. Don't judge me. I don't want to hear it. I'm 40. I'm not Little Nikki anymore, but we about to get into this game scene. But what y'all think about the questions? Like, I didn't get anything. Uh-oh, we got a caller. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good. You want to tell everybody your name, caller?
My name is, just call me Civil Vec.
Okay, I hear you. So you ready to play this game? Did you hear the rules or you need me to repeat them?
I think I understand the rules.
Okay, you kind of understand it a little bit.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You understand it a little bit?
Yeah, I think I understand the rules, yep.
All right, so can you hear me? I'm good?
Yep, I'm great.
All right, so let's begin. All right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, you started. Let me hear you.
So, from what I understand, you was in the grocery store, and next thing you did, you picked up some groceries, and I was behind you. So I said to you, you know, young lady, did you need any help? Is there anything I help you with? You know, you sound like you made a mess. It's things are dripping all over the place. It's pretty wet on the floor right here, and he's like, you know, clean this up. Then she said to me,
I said, yes, I made a mess, and it is pretty wet. Do you have anything that you can help me pick this up with? And he said, hello.
I apologize. I disconnected.
Uh-oh. Shoot. But did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard you. I said, no, I think I can handle it. Just need you to step aside, you know, sit back and let me take care of it. You know, since I'm an alpha male and all, I could, you know, handle the job pretty well. I'm really good at cleaning mess up, especially wet stuff. Then she said.
I said, oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I don't want the missus to take this any kind of way. And he said, hello?
Hello.
Did you hear me? I don't think we got good reception, y'all, for this game. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. But. Hello.
Hey, I'm so sorry. Very service.
Yeah. We're going to get you some good service.
Yeah, I apologize for that. You just got this. Well, so, to make a long story short, I said, you know, off for dinner. Were you interested? And she looked at me and she replied.
Absolutely. Do you come here often? Is this what you do? And I noticed you got a few things in your cart. What's your favorite meat? And he said,
I said, if you're interested, then it wouldn't be a problem with what I do. But no, I mean, this is my first time. What about you? And she said,
I said, no, this is my first time as well. And it looks like we're alone in this market. Would you like to come in the back and talk to me for a little bit?
I'd say I was getting hot now. I'm sorry about that.
You can tap out anytime.
I said, no, why not? You can show me the frozen section. Or perhaps the meat section if you weren't really interested.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to tap out because I'm hot. I know it's hot. I'm hot. I'm going to tap out.
Yeah, I'm tapping.
I'm going to tap out. But what you thought, did you hear my question, though? Because I need a man perspective on going through the phone thing.
Okay, yes. If you don't mind me chiming in that as well. As far as the phone, I think it's like, are you prepared to leave? Are you prepared to leave that person? Or are you going to try to get them something you don't like and consequences? Shoot yourself in the foot.
So I heard that you, are you prepared to leave? That's a good question because most of the time.
Are you prepared to leave if you lose the right phone and see something you don't like?
No.
Or are you going to stay and deal with it? So yeah. Make sure you, you know, prepared for that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You don't be prepared to leave. Like, you want to know what's going on, but sometimes you like, okay, if I find out what's going on, am I prepared to end this relationship like this? Because most of the time, you know, you don't want to. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
You really love this person. You really don't want them, you know, bad to happen, but unfortunately, you're in a situation, put yourself in the pickle now. So, you know, eat that pickle or you're not, but at the end of the day, you find something, what you going to do about it?
Right. Now, have you ever had someone cheat on you?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But it's not impossible. I mean, people are sneaky. You know, whether it's men or women. And, you know, they all have some loose ties that was probably some old relationship that we never know about. They just have, you know, throughout everything. So you don't know what's going on. You're just hoping that you don't catch them.
Right. Well, I heard something funny today. My cousin was like, you know, you just had somebody in the wind. And I don't think that's right either. Like, you're in a relationship, but if it don't work out, you got somebody in your back pocket. Do men do that?
Yeah. No, I think doing that doesn't solidify anything. Hit one foot in, you can't put 100% into it. You know, if you're not nervous about your relationship, then you're in the wrong thing. You should be nervous about it. You should always be scared.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be. Well, I'm not in a relationship. And I think it's kind of tough to date at my age because a lot of people, most of the time, they are in a situation or they're not honest of their situation. So sometimes it's kind of hard to date at my age. But how do you find dating for you?
Yeah.
And are you single or?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So how do you find dating, like, as a male? Do you make the first move or is it okay if the woman make the first move? It just really doesn't matter.
Well, by nature, I think most men will make the first move. Women has occasionally made the first move as well. It could be rare, depending on how a woman feel, how confident she is, and stuff like that. But they, I mean, men have more practice at it, so we're, you know, prepared to fail if it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you know, if it does work out, then it will ultimately end, you know, lead to something bigger. But it's our options, just like it's your guys' options as well.
Right, right. And since you're my caller, I got one last question. Who's sharing the responsibilities, or is it 50-50? Are y'all sharing the responsibilities, or is it 60-40, 50-50, 70-30?
So that's really hard, right? Looking at finances, a lot of things will be financially driven as well. And I would say, if you want happy on both ends, I think sharing responsibility will try to create an equal opportunity for both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
In a relationship, you know, men get to do what they want and women and so forth. The traditional way of doing things is kind of dead at this one point. If you want to sustain a relationship, unfortunately, this is what it is, right? Because we all like to save money and we probably could do without each other if we're making a great amount of money. But if you bring it more to the table, then find a way to do it, right? Maybe 70-30, 60, you know, 40. Because, again, it helps sustain the relationship. Because the person could do bad with by themselves, right? They don't need to be paying for somebody else if they're not bringing anything to the table.
Yes.
So, you know, it is, you know, sex is overrated. It comes a dime a dozen nowadays. So, I mean, what else do you have?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I was married, that one thing I didn't want to do, or
right,
I didn't want to share was my paycheck. Not my actual paycheck, but him seeing my paycheck. I felt like that was private. I didn't want him to see, like, anything, what I was bringing home. Like, if you need me to pay this bill or you need me to go half with you, that's cool. But I don't want you to see my actual paycheck. Do you feel like that's fair?
I think you're saying that you're going to hang in return. So, again, relationships are scary. If people get into one, mm-hmm. you got to go open arms. If you're not ready for that, then you get half of what you get.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Well,
but thank you, though. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. All right, y'all. We had a caller. Was like a little bumpy there. I think we had some bad reception, but if y'all want to call in, it is 410-874-0105. I do have a couple of questions, and you know what, next week I was thinking, like, if y'all want to be a part of it, since y'all got some comments, we can do like a battle of the sexes. I think that would be a dope idea, where we can have two people. Uh-oh, we got another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You want to give your name?
Yes, my name is Tracy Morgan.
Okay, welcome to the workout. How are you today?
I am doing good. How are you?
Good. So do you want to comment on anything that you heard today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So I would like to give a man's, my point of view on the issue that you spoke about going through the phones. So I've been on both sides of that. I've been the one to look in the phone, and I've been the one who had my phone looked in.
Mm. You had some stuff in your phone.
As the person that looks in the phone, I always think it always comes from a point of insecurity. Like, if you're doing something wrong, you tend to want to check if that person is doing something wrong. And that's not always true. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I kind of went through my friend's phone a couple of times. And she, like, threatened to break up with me if I went through that shit again.
What?
And I never really found anything. But, you know, I think it's okay to go through the phone if you have legitimate reasons to do so. Because I do believe what you don't know will hurt you in some cases.
Wow.
You know, what you don't know will hurt you because you don't know. And the whole time you rolling thinking that this person is for you and they, you know, when they really not. So I think it goes both ways. And as a person who's had their phone looked at, it kind of hurts. But, you know, I guess it all depends on the person and you kind of understand where they're coming from. Because some people have been bruised and battered. And they have trust issues, and you can't help but to, you know, you can't help it based on past behavior. So I think it's a sensitive subject. I think if you need to, then go ahead and do so. It doesn't have anything to do with, oh, you trust the person or you don't. It's just you don't want to be hurt,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. But if you look, sometimes you'll find something you might not like. What?
Yeah, sometimes and sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. So when you don't, you feel like an ass.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you do, you know, you feel like you have a reason to do so. So I think it's do it at your discretion.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the responsibilities for the men and the women that live together, whether they married or just living together? How should the responsibilities financially work?
So my situation is I take care of all the bills. And my wife takes care of all of the most important part, which is making sure the bills are paid on time, making sure, you know, the house is glued together, making sure that we all eat. So we have equal responsibility. And it's not that one is bigger than the other, but when it comes to financially, I take the bigger portion of that.
Nice.
Cause I don't cook. I don't really clean that much. So it's kind of like a way for me to pay my wife for her doing all the things that I don't do. So I think it's equal. It's just some people might look at it as one being the bills and the other one being the other. It's just, nah, it's just in my household, we do things differently. So I take care of the bills, and she makes sure that we eat. She makes sure that I got clothes on my back. She makes sure that, you know, I make it to all of my appointments. And those things you can't put a price on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I think women and men play different roles. And if 100% doesn't work for you, then you do 50%. Or if 50% doesn't work for you, then you don't. But I don't agree that you should keep your pay away from your husband or anything like that. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
But you're vindictive like that, so it's okay.
Oh, really? You better stop. So you
it's
know,
all right. You know.
So you know what? I forgot a question.
Yeah.
My actual daughter wanted a question answered, and I forgot. I completely forgot. But she want to know, why do people pretend they have items or things that they really don't have?
Why do we pretend to have something that we really don't have?
Yes. So she gave me a scenario, like her friend might be on social media showing certain things that they have, and she knows they don't have it. Like, they don't own it. It's not theirs. Why do people pretend?
It's a different world in 2020. It's a world of IG and social media. So I believe social media plays a big part, because not too many people can check you, not unless people that really know you. So it's okay to front, as long as you're only fronting for people. I don't think it's okay. But if that's how you got to live to survive, then it's on you. I believe in being authentic.
Right. Right.
But, hey, you know, a lot of people don't have stuff and they claim that they do. So that's a tough question.
That is a tough question. I mean, it really got her upset.
Well, you shouldn't get upset about it, though. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to tell Lily, don't get upset about it. It's just what they do, and it shouldn't affect you.
Absolutely.
Okay, and last thing, social media. Does it affect your marriage at all, having access? Do y'all both?
I think social media, it doesn't affect it, but it could. I really don't follow my wife, and I know she doesn't follow me.
Wow.
And it's a reason behind that. It's kind of like I wouldn't work with my wife.
Wow.
You know? So it's like, just because we're on this platform doesn't mean we have to, like, I support her, she supports me, but I want her to be free without judgment, or I want her to be completely her. Mm-hmm. Like, this is her opportunity to be her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, because I know how I am, you know, I'm insecure sometimes. And I've been there where, you know, you like somebody's picture and you give them a heart, and I take offense to that, which is, at the end of the day, it's really innocent. You like the picture and you gave them a heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't want to see that, because I don't want to feel some kind of way about an innocent gesture. You know, so I was like, all right, let's not mix it together. We'll see each other when we get home.
So you never wanted to, like, go on there and see, like, what she posts, or has she?
Absolutely not. No.
Really?
Nah. That's her world, and, you know, that's her opportunity to be whatever she wants to be, a mother, a wife, or her super ego comes out, or whatever, you know? Like, she's on my IG, but she's on fire. I mean, I don't go on that shit every day. No, I don't, because I really don't care. This is her opportunity to be whoever she wants to be. So she gets an opportunity to do that without me interfering with her shit, so.
I never, I'm following you. Like, I would be following him. It is not. I guess you just got to have that level of communication.
And I trust him, so no big deal.
Yeah. So that's good. So it
sounds
like
I don't want her to feel uncomfortable about wanting to say something or post something, because I'm going to have something to say, because just because we're husband and wife doesn't mean we're always going to see eye to eye all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I want her to have the freedom to voice her opinion regardless of how I feel. Nah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. So you don't go through your wife's phone?
No, I don't. No.
That's good.
I used to. Not anymore.
Okay. So I guess it comes with time that you have to learn to make sure you trust each other. Yeah. I like it.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you. You have any questions for me before I let you go?
Okay. And I want to say I'm proud of you, Nick.
Yay.
Great job.
Thank you. But I'm vindictive, right?
No, I don't have any questions for you.
Did you call me vindictive, though?
Uh-huh.
That's not even right. Why would you say that? You know why I'm a great person, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, last question.
Yes.
Last question. If you were a book, or if you had a book about yourself, what would the title be?
Hurry up, but take your time.
Hurry up, but take your time.
Yes.
That's an awesome title. I appreciate you.
Yes, mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
Okay. Well, enjoy this Saturday. Be careful.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So it's almost cool down time. So if we have another call, I could take one more. But if not, we'll get on to other segments of the show. But if you want to call in and you got a little bit of time, it's 410-874-0105. And, Coverback said, Adventures of Moby Dick. That's kind of cool. I like that title. You know, my title would be Eve. I love Eve, first of all. So it'll be something about Eve. So it'll be Eve's Beautiful Morning. That's what the title would be. That would be my book. But I'm glad y'all rolled with me today. Y'all having so much fun on IG. I can't even take y'all. But if y'all want to do better with the sexes next week, I would love to do that. Like, I would need another female and maybe two guys. Or just a female and a guy. But if y'all interested, y'all could DM me and let me know. We're here on Saturday from 6 to 7. And I think you learned a lot about me today. I feel like it was a good venture. We can talk about some more things next week. You can learn more about me. And don't judge me, y'all. Please don't judge me. Y'all think... how did y'all like the story game? I want to play that again, but you know, next time it got to be a little bit smoother. I'm going to work it out. It's the workout. We're going to work it out. And I'm a whole workout for y'all. And y'all can find me on IG. It is 5 a.m. Nick. And, what else? I want to talk about, before I let y'all go, one more thing. I need some recommendations for restaurants. I know it's plenty of places to go in Baltimore, but I love food recommendations. I love food. I want to be any place where food is. So if you got any recommendations, please DM me or send me some stuff. I want to know. And then also continue to send me questions through DM. And you can always listen to this podcast later on 1500radio.net. It should be up today. But I had so much fun rocking with y'all. It's been a joy. And it is Saturday. Enjoy your Sunday. And I'm out. But before I leave, I'm going to end with a song that my engineer over here going to put on. And... shout out to Radio Phil. His birthday this month. He's going to be showing off. Radio Phil, you got it. Thank y'all. Have a good one.
just let me